Okay, so let's begin. So we're holding in the towards the end of Tosfos Erech and Emunah Biyisurim. So Tosfos asks, "Im Taimar, we know in the Erech and Emunah Biyisurim. What's the makor that Erech is Emunah Biyisurim?" So we spoke to yesterday. Vayistes Tosfos holds that the fact that a person is neman on nikra gid vachelev can't be a source for the nemanus of Erech, because how do we know that he's neman on nikra gid vachelev? And Tosfos also grew that way before. That who says that he's nematak on nikra gid vachelev? Not like Rashi. Rashi's mashma that that's a svara that hemina tarek that emecha adam eichalitz lechavera if Erech wouldn't be neman b'yisurim, and that includes nikra gid vachelev. But Tosfos apparently holds that that's not enough. So we need some makor that's mefurish in Torah that Erech is neman b'yisurim. So Tosfos says v'yeshleimar the alfin minido the makor from nido the darshin in perak hamadir the sofer lo la'atzma. That she's neman on the sphere. So now we have a prayer shapasi. We have a limud that she's neman on the sphere. So you see, Erech is neman b'yisurim. In fact, Tosfos v'im taimar im kein afilu is chazik yisur. Chor deres is chazik yisur. Tosfos Rosh is where the question where he expands on the question. He says you can't say that the case is talking about where we don't know that she's a nida. If we don't know that she's in nida, then apesh also apesh hitter. So it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be a good mocker. We wouldn't have a suffering in the first place. Why would we assume she's in nida? She says she's in nida. She says that she's with teres. So apparently the case is the teres coming to say that she's neman even if we know that she's in nida. She was zuchsa kunida v'shchein esel. We know from other ways that she's in nida, and nonetheless she's neman to say that the v'sofer lo. She's neman to say that she's not in nida anymore. That places if that's the mocker v'erech and neman yisurim. Then we should learn after that an echad is named even connected in his chazak yisur. Tosfos answers v'yeshleim adayin becheskas teiroy roya kol shah. She's not becheskas even though she saw dam. Normally when you have a chazaka, that means if nothing else changes, the chazaka will remain. You know, so if you have his chazak yisur, if nothing changes, then it'll be his chazak yisur forever. But over here, even if she saw dam, she's not becheskas teiroy kol shah. The dam is going to stop. So in Mela, the fact that she says that she had Shivan Akim, that she was suffer Shivan Akim, is not connected in the Ischazik. Because the Ischazik never said that there's any reason to think she's not going to have Shivan Akim. That's not called an echod against in the Ischazik. Tosfos adds, okay. And therefore, Kshavu Shiva, Tayami Mela. Meaning, she's not going to be Roya Kol Shah. And after Shiva, the Ziva will be over. Tosfos means like this. I think the way the words hand packed together is saying that the needles, really Zivas, Sopalo, and Hilman Zivas, she needs Shiva and Akim. So she's a Zova, she needs Shiva and Akim. But even though we know that she was a Zova Meikara, but the Zivas has an expiration date. After 7 days, it expires on its own. So in Mela, it's not called an Ischazik Yisur. Ischazik Yisur is if you have a Chazaka that has no expiration date. The thing could remain the way it is forever. But if here where she was, even though she was Chuksa Kanido, but the Ischazik that she was Nida has a built-in expiration date. So therefore, the fact that she says that it was Taka Ova Shivan Akim and the Zivas expired is not connected in Ischazik. Place there is began by Yoda Litva. And it's also Biyoda. It's Biyoda Litva. So Bashkofi Shaina Tais is very schwer. Tashana Tais is saying two different things. First of all, he's saying it's not going to get his chazer. Tais is Akasha. How can you believe in it? How can you believe her? How can we give her nemanos of a sofalo? It's connected in his chazer. So his first terror says it's not his chazer because you're not becheskish teriyakal shah. The Zivas has an expiration, as we said. And then Tais is another terror. It's Biyoda, and Biyoda takes off his chazer. But that's very shver. Why is that shver? Because if it's biyoda, then how do kushilu duchta? Then where's the source for Erech and Neman b'yisur? Tosfos just got finished saying before that you can't learn that from shechita and from afashas tumah. Those are biyoda. Biyoda is a separate nemanus. We want a source for Erech and Neman b'yisur when it's not biyoda. That's Tosfos' kasha. Where's the source for Erech and Neman b'yisur? So Tosfos from himself al atzma. But if it turns out v'sofel asma is according to the second teres of Tosfos, but v'sofel that v'sofel asma is biyodo because it's biyodo litbol, then it's not an example of regular echanem bisur. So where's the source for echanem bisur? So therefore, Mashal explains, and then it's minei beim. It's muchach this way. Mashal explains that the two teirutz of Tosfos are not two independent teirutz. Teres number one, it's ena b'chesk shtera kol shah. And teres number two, it's b'yodol l'dbo. The two teirutz, it's one teretz that has two parts, because there's two things that she has to be made when she's made that she became tahira. She has to be made on two things. First of all, she has to be made that she had shiva nekiyah, and that would seem to be against the nischazik. So Taisa explains, no, that's not against the nischazik, because the zibus is any b'chesk shtera kol shah. We know that the zibus is going to stop. We know that the zivus is going to stop. So the zivus is going to come to an end on its own. She's not b'chesk shtera kol shah. So therefore, she's meyer that she had shiva nekiyah is not connected in the nischazik isur. But then there's another chelik to the nemons. Because the truth is, it's not enough for her to say that she had shiva nekiyah. She also has to say she went to the mikvah. And that is against the nischazik. Because if she doesn't go to the mikvah, she'll remain tmeya forever. So how's she neman on that? That is already an echad against the nischazik. The answer is yeah, but that's biyodo. It divides itself up. She's made two things. She's made on the sphere, even though it's only one pasuk b'sofra. But b'sofra means muslama b'sofra v'tavla. B'sofra, she says she was seferis, and she says that she was table. So that she said that she was seferis, that she was seferis, and she had shiva nekiyah, that's not biyodo. It's not biyodo to have shiva nekiyah, but it doesn't matter. It's not as chazik in the first place. She was never as chazik, but she's not going to have shiva nekiyah. We always expected the zivas to come to an end. But she also has to say she was toivel. That already is against the nischazik, because if she's not toivel, then it can go on forever. But that there, the nischazik doesn't matter, because that's already beyond all this. That's the Mashal explains pshat in Tosfos. It's very glad. Mashal is very glad in Tosfos. Hard to see an alternative to Mashal. It's a little bit difficult to me. I'm just thinking now that the lashon of Tosfos is ukesha avru shiva tahira mimelo. That's lashon a little bit shver by me. After shiva nekiyah, she'll become tahira mimelo. First of all, it's not true. She's not going to be tahira mimelo. She has to go to the mikvah. Elamai means, but the zivus will expire mimelo. What does he need it for? Since we're only being that, after all, the way the Mashal presents it, there's two ideas over here. There's one idea that the worship in the kiyam. But that doesn't make it tired. She also has to be made that she went to the mikvah. So we're going to divide it up. We're going to look at it with two nidoinim. There's one nidoin, where the shiva in the kiyam. That's not biyodah, but it's not against the nischazik. There's no nischazik that she's not going to shiva in the kiyam. And then there's another nidoin. Did she go to the mikvah? That already is against the nischazik, because the tumah presumptively continues. But it's beyond the lipa. That's the Mashal divides it. So Chara, if I was Tosfos and I was writing this, so I would have said that Eina Becheskas Shteiroya Kol Shah, and therefore she's not Becheskas that the Shiva Nekiyah shouldn't be able to start. She's not Becheskas that the Zivas won't end. The Zivas Mistama will end. And once the Zivas will end, she'll be able to have Shiva Nekiyah. The Tumah is going to continue anyway. The Tumah is going to continue anyway. So that Lechara, the Tumah is Chazik. Maybe the dam is not, the way the Mashal explains it, there's two things. There's the dam and there's the tum. The dam is not as chazik. So that she's made, that there was shiva nekiyah without dam, that's not against the chazik. But then there's another thing, the tumah. The tumah is as chazik, because the tumah goes on forever. But the tumah, once she has shiva nekiyah, which is not against, once there's no dam, then the tumah is beyond it to be table and take off the tumah. Tosfos puts in the words that ukshavu shiva tahira mimelo. Those are words about the tumah. The tumah doesn't belong to the sphere. The tumah belongs to the tefillah. The tumah grata is his chazik, but it's beyond the lipa. Maybe it's a small view, but it feels a little bit rough to me. I know what to build on it. The mice, the mashal sound, the mashal, it's hard. The mashal seems ironclad. It's hard to get it, to see any other alternative to the mashal. The lashon bothers me. Shavu shiva tahir mimela. I don't know what it means, but it sounds to me in Taisus that even the nidun of even the nidun of the sphira, it's not just a nidun about the mitzias of the dam. It's not only we're saying, you know, she's being made that there's no mitzias of dam. Wasn't it ischazik that there is a mitzias of dam? No, because the dam was going to come to an end. It sounds in Taisus that's not the pshat. Even the edus of the sphere is not an edus on the merely on the mitzias of the dam. It's an edus that she's not a zova anymore. A zova is a woman who saw a zivas dam and is within the 7 days of the zivas dam. That's also part of the matzav of zivas. So now she's coming to be made that the matzav of zivas ended. She still has to go to the mikveh because she's tummy. The tumma ziva didn't end till she goes to the mikveh. But the matzav of being zova, being a zova, that continues to till the shiva nekiyim are over, and she's saying an edus, not just that she didn't shidam, she's saying an edus that the zivas ended. So why isn't that against this chazik? There's an ischazik that she's in a matzav of zivas, and now saying an edus that the zivas ended. So we say no, the zivas was always going to end. The zivas always ends. You have the tumah, you have to be thankful for the tumah, but the zivas ends. So even though there was a zivas over here, but zivas, it's built in that zivas sense. She's tayor mimelo. She'over shiva tayor mimelo. The zivas comes to an end mimelo. So mimelo, it's the edus that it came to an end. It's not called that it's against the nischazim. Anyway, it's for anine hatam. For connoisseurs in the language of Taisus. It's extra connects. I don't know what to do with it. I don't have any mileage to get out of it, but it seems to be a little bit of a hadgosha that's not what one would have thought. Okay, let's see if I can taste this. Eidach and Emisu, Hikshir Abeinu Tam. Mat Shuvi Izois. You want to have him, you know? Eidach and Emisu. You must doich it because here it's Chazik and it's a Dovah Shuvi Erba. But the Gemara Chachil wanted to say, you know why the Shdeich is Nemun? Eidach and Emisu. The Gemara thinks Eidach and Emisu, even by Gerishim. Taisus explained before, well, in one side, in one Gerson Taisus had an explanation, maybe. If you go to Smidah HaVechal Arayis, Taisus an explanation, maybe the Gemara thinks that Lekulo and Eidet Lahatir and Eidet Echad is Neman, even by Dovah Shabero. If you not go to that way, if you go to Smidah HaVechal Idi Shabatera, the Gerson that Taisus prefers, then Stam the Gemara doesn't know yet about the Ein Dovah Shabero Pachas Mishtayim. The Gemara is not yet aware of the issue of Ein Dovah Shabero Pachas Mishtayim. So the Gemara thinks that Echad is Neman Bisurim and Echad is Neman, to say Gerson too. Like Taisus, Esri Ben Atam, how could it be such a havamina? Ikka get yechich tzorech lechais mivishtayim. Every get has to have two edim. Why is it going to have two Edom? Because Ed Devil should have, because we stand. So it's obvious from the Mishnayos. How could the Gemara ever have a minute that? Befanenechta means he's made that there were two Edom, that Edom chasim, but you have to have two Edom. That's many Mishnayos, you have to have two Edom. How could the Gemara didn't know that in Dovah Shavera Pachas Mishnayim? If Ed Devil Shavera Pachas Mishnayim, then why would you have to have two Edom on a get? Bit here is, a bit of time answered, Dovah Gemara. Where they had the ikar get was already done with two edim, and so gilui milso leidim lishma nichtov, and all I need now is edim just to make sure that it was written lishma. So the Gemara thought that already erechad is nema, erechad is not nema on the ikar get, but once the ikar get is it has two edim, and there's just a side shaila of lishma. Later on, I'm gonna have the same Gemara by Rabbah. We'll have to say a side shaila, maybe it's mezuyif. So for that it helps. The rechad is nema. Teish right now talks about lishma, but whatever he says now about lishma, we're gonna have to translate it in terms of mezuyah also, because the gemara is the same shakla v'taya and rabba. So I'm stumming a little bit. What does this mean? Does dovah shereva nishtayim or doesn't nishtayim? If dovah shereva nishtayim, then to say that it's lishma should also nishtayim. And if Dovah Shereva doesn't Ishtayim, then why do you have to do Edom and get? What's this chiluk? Iker, there's a chiluk. Iker get that Nishtayim, as Dovah Shereva seems in Tosfos. And then there's the Dovah Shereva. And then there's this side thing, later Shenicht of Lishma. And the fact, since the same Gemara you had by Rava, so the same Havamina that Taisus is now, that I would have thought once you have the Ikar Get, so just to say that it was written Lishma, that's enough to have an Erecho. So we're going to have to copy and paste the same thing into the Gemara later on by Rava. That once the Get has two Edim, then just to say that it's not Mezuyah, it's enough to have an Erecho. Just to say that it gets not mezuyah, that's let. Well, why is that any less dovish? If the ikar get is a dovish shvera, then to say that get is not mezuyah should also be a dovish shvera. That's not a side thing. Maybe lishma, maybe it's a muffin thing. Lishma's icing on the cake. I don't know. It's a side thing. It's a detail. But here the edus is that the edim are good edim. If the edus itself is a dovish shvera, then the edus that there is an edus is also a dovish shvera. So what's shot in this tesis? Why do we make sense of tesis words? So Nachayim is Kama Mahalkam. This is Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, we know that by Dovish Berba, I haven't seen the Chasam Sofer in a long time, so maybe I'm misremembering, but the way I remember, the Chasam Sofer says that we know by a Dovish Berba, there's two things. By a Dovish Berba, you need Eidos, first of all, Luraya. Laraya, that is the chazin. So you need to stay in Laraya to know that she's a migrasis. You have to have two Edom. But by Dovah Shereva, there's another aspect that you need Edus Lakim Hadova. If a man was Makadosh woman without two Edom, even if they're both murdered, there was a kiddushin. So it's nothing because there weren't Edom Lakim Hadova. So Chasam Sofer says Tyson means that. The Gemara knew that by Adovah Shbeirav you need Eidus Lekiyum Adovah. And that's why if the get doesn't have to aid him, it's not a good get because it doesn't have Eidus Lekiyum, it's not able to affect the Gerish. But the Gemara to have him, you know, that's only Eidus Lekiyum. But once you have to aid him on the get, you have Eidus Lekiyum. But now you just have a Shiloh, now you just have a Shiloh in the Bir Adovah. So was the get written Lishmar or not? Are the Chasimim's Mezuyah for not? So for that, it's enough. An echad, and an echad could be made that the get was written the shema, and an echad could be made that the chasimus aren't mezuyif. Now that we know the chasimus aren't mezuyif, and he's neman, because the gemara I have, you know, that an echad is neman by dovah shebeirav. It just doesn't work with kiyum adov. So therefore, Taisa is saying that the salkad daitich was. Of course, we knew that a get has to have two edim because for the kiyum, a get's not a get without two edim because the dovah shebeirav has to have two edim for the chalais. But for the nemanus, it's enough to have one edim. So if one head comes and tells us these are good chasimus, he has a nemanus. If one head comes and tells us that it was written lishma, then he has a good nemanus. And the gerus is kosher because you have edus lekiyuma. In the kiyuma dover, you have to edus. That came from the chasim sefer, from what I remember. It really should be checked out because Abba Ashkof Rishayna, I don't understand the chasim sefer at all. Because there's a tesis later on that valid, very important tesis. Tesis that valid brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. We're going to hear Rabbeinu Tam. This tesis is Rabbeinu Tam. Hiksh Rabbeinu Tam. Tirutz. Some of the Rabbeinu Tam was Tirutz. Tesis later on says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam that even according to Meir that Eidei Chasima Karsi, that a star only has to have Eidei Chasima, but the Mesiris Haget has to be in front of two Eidim because you need Eidus Lekiyah Madonna. Even the Madom Eidei Chasima Karsi, and normally a star doesn't have to have Eidei Mesira, it only has to have Eidei Chasima, but by a get, you have to have Eidei Mesira also. You have to have Eidei Chasima because you need Eidei Chasima to be for Amitar Shtar. But you also have to have Eidei Mesira because of the end of Shabbat Pachas Mishtai. So the fear of Eidei Tam himself, it comes down that the Eidei Slakima Dover are not the Eidei Haget. The Eidei Mer Chasima in the get, they're not the Eidei Slakima. The Eidei Slakima are the Eidei Mesira. You have to stand there and see the Mesira. So then why does the get have to have Sulema? So according to Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karti, why does the get have to have two Eidim? Why can't the get have one Eid? He's not, those aren't the Eidus Tekiuma. The Eidus Tekiuma are the Eidi Mesiro, not the Eidi Chasima. The Chor, the Fidel Chasim Sefer, not much to in Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam by us says that the Gemara, that the whole reason why, it says in all the Mishnayot, that a get has to have two Eidim, two Eidi Chasima, is because the Kiyum Adobe have to have Eidim. But Tosfos Nafdalit says b'shem Rebbeinu Tam that the Eidei Chasima are not the Eidei Kiyum. The Eidei Kiyum are the Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chasima are not the Eidei Slakiyuma. What are they? They're just Eidus. They're Eidus mitayosh star because according to Meir, star has to have Eidei Chasima. Yeah, this is a big mitzvah. Eidei Chasima karsi, Eidei Mesira karsi. We haven't started yet, but we didn't even begin. But a kaponim chos pshat on the chasim sefer. Unless maybe the chasim sefer means that the gemara you need edus lekiyum that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean to say that edi chasim are not lekiyum adova. They're also lekiyum adova. That the kiyum adova needs both. The kiyum adova needs edi mesira because the edi chasim don't see the mesira again. So even the normie mehilchos Torahs, they don't have to. You have a star, you don't have to. Edi chasim don't have to see the mesira. That's the din of a shtar. We assume that it was nimser, but in a gerushin where the maisim mesira is part of the process of the dovah shebe'erva, so you have to have edim on the mesira also. But it's not enough. Even if you have edim on the mesira, midin dovah shebe'erva, you also have to have edim on the chasima, because the asiyas hashtar is also part of the dovah shebe'erva. The dovah shebe'erva has two parts. The Dovah Shebe'erva has the part of the making of the get, because the get is the keres. So to make a get, you have to have edim that the Baal was mitzava. You have to have edim chasimo, who are made that the Baal is mitzava to write a get. And that's also part of the Dovah Shebe'erva, and therefore they have to be edus lekiyuma. And if they're not there, then even if you have the nemonis, more to have me the echad is named by Dovah Shebe'erva. But midin kiyam adovah, it's not called that this is a shtar hakeres, because to make a shtar hakeres, to make a get hakeres, you have to have edus lekiyuma. But Rabbeinu Tam and Davdalan says it's not enough because the krisis is not only the krisis consists of the krisis has two elements. The krisis has the get krisis. You have to write a sefer krisis. So the asiyas sefer krisis needs edus lekiyuma. That's the edus chasima. But that's not the whole krisis. Part of the krisis is the mesira. So you have to have another two edim to be mekai that the mesira is create that the mesira of the sefer krisis should be kairos. So maybe that's pshat in Chasam Sofer. That's the Chasam Sofer as well. Chasam Sofer must say pshat in Taisus. That the Gemara, that an echad is neman, by Dovah Shebe'erva. It just doesn't work with Kiyum Adova. It's a very big chiddush because the Chasam Sofer is sundering, at least in the Havamin of Agamar, he's sundering the concept of Eidus, the nemonus of Eidus by Dovah Shebe'erva. And the concept that you need an edus lekiyum adam, that you could have, at least Gemara Havamina, that you could have an edus that's good enough for the nemonus of Dovah Shebe'erva, but not good enough for the kiyum adam of Dovah Shebe'erva. That's a very big chiddush. The Moshul is a famous Pnei Yeshua. It's not a topic right now, we're going off topic, but there's a famous Pnei Yeshua. The Yeshua discusses, where did Chazal know that you need edus lekiyum adam? Who state in Torah that you need Eidus Lekima though? We learn how do you know that the whole concept of Dovah Shvera is Dovah Dovah Mimam. By Mammon, you don't need Eidus Lekima Dovah. If I lend you money and there's no Eidim, so there's no Nemonis. If you deny it, I have no recourse because there's no Nemonis. But does that mean there's no Chayv? There were no Eidim, so there's no. Can you say to me, yeah, I talk a bar of the money, but I don't have to give it back because there were no Eidim Lekima Dovah, so there's no Chayv? Where I give you something to be shomer. I give you something to be shomer. So you say, oh, you're not a shomer because there were no Eidus Lekima Dovah. But it's not that way. By mom and it's Loyiv Asad, the Elul Shakin. When it comes to mom and the Eidim are only there that you shouldn't lie. If you deny it, the Eidim will come in and testify. But Lekima Dovah, the all the Chalos and the Chal, that Eidim. So where did Chazal get this notion of Chal that by Dovah Shemer it's different? You need Eidus not only for the beer, but you need Eidus for the Kima Dovah. Says the Pnei Yeshua that the Pshat is because by Dovah Shemer, by definition, if nobody knows she's an Eishasish, then she's not an Eishasish. If we have no way to be Mavar that she's an Eishasish, then it's meaningless an Eishasish. Eishasish means that she's Osar Kuli Alma. And if there's no Eidim, we can independently say that she's Osar Kuli Alma. Just you say that she's married to you. But you're not really Nemam. And she says she's married to you. She's also not really Nemam. So then that means everybody else, it would be a lot of, if they're Boiler, they'll be Nochil, they won't be Chayav Misa. So then she's not an Eishasish. The Pnei Yeshua says the word, it's a very deep word. He says that a Dovah Shev'erva, it works very well with Tosfos, that Dovah Shev'erva is only by Gittin and Kiddush. Well, the Israel Bible, it also has to do with Kiddush. It's a Kilkel in the Kiddush. So he says the notion that you need a Dovah Shev'erva, Lekiyam HaDovah, is because Dovah Shev'erva is a public act. And a public act, if it can't be verified, is nothing. If the public has no way to know that it happened, then it didn't happen. It has to be made in a way that the public can know that it happened because it's negated to the public. The fact that she's not private between you and her. The fact that she's married to you is negated to the whole world. By definition, it's negated to the whole world. So therefore, if the whole world has no way of knowing that she's Neshesish, then by definition, she's not Neshesish. That kind of the Pnei Yeshua. Famous word. The Pnei Yeshua, it's a double posture that you can't divide the Nemonis of Dovah Shev'erva and the Kima Dovah Shev'erva. If you have enough Nemonis, then there's no reason you should need more for Kima Dovah. The whole reason why you need Eidus Lekiyuma is because you need to have a beer. Well, if an Erechad is enough for the beer, and the whole world could know she's married to an Erechad, then that's satisfied. Then why would you need anything more for it? For Kiyuma Dovah? Chasam Sofer is not Meshubah to Pnei Yeshua, but I'm just pointing out that the Chasam Sofer, it's only a Havamina in the Gemara. But this Havamina, the Chasam Sofer wants to read into the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a very, very big Chiddush. Yet, Lugufa Dover, this other shows in town, what's Pshat in this Tosfos? What's the distinction that Tosfos make? So there's Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is in a few places. Rav Chaim is in Stencil, in Chiddush Yerach, and Rav Bachber brings it, in Birch HaShmuel, and the Tevi Cheskel brings this Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that the Gemara, of course, the Gemara knew that a get has to have two Eidim. But the Gemara thought that the reason why get has to have two Eidim is not because Dovah Shebe'erva needs two Eidim. Dovah Shebe'erva, it's enough to have an Erechot. Erechot and Bisurim. Dovah Shebe'erva is no different. A get has to have two Eidim because without two Eidim, it's not a star. A star has to have two Eidim. Lashvuy is star. To make a star, you have to have two Eidim. So, Mitaris Eidus, Mitaris Ne'amonus. The Gemara that I have in the Gemara didn't know in Dovah Shev'erva Brachos Mishtayim. The Gemara thought Erechon Nem and Bisur, but a star without the Eidim is not a star. Now, first of all, this Rav Chaim comes in two flavors. I said it's in various places. This Rav Chaim in some places they bring Rav Chaim that Rav Chaim said this as Pshat and Tosfos Teretz. That's what Tosfos means. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means when he says meaning we didn't store us, you have to have two Eidim. I'm sorry. When the Iker get was Nasikvar, when you have a get, so you have a star. I just want to know, was it written Lashma? So then Erechon is Nem Bisurim. But to make a get, you need two Eidim, Lashvi Yishtar. But that's Mamsh Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. And in other versions, Rav Chaim is saying this, not as Pshat and Tosfos, but as a Teretz for Tosfos Kasha. In other words, in some versions, Rav Chaim is saying this is Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz for Kasha. And in other versions, Rav Chaim is saying this is Rav Chaim's teretz of the Kasha, but not that that's not what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say. In the language of Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Chaim is to say that Rabbeinu Tam meant this word to Rav Chaim is very sosim. That Mashman Tosis is like Rav Chaim. But Rav Chaim doesn't have to say it as Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Chaim can say it as Rav Chaim. Now, where's Rav Chaim coming from? Rav Chaim saying it's a very big word. That in order to have a star, you have to have a. In order to make a star, you have to have two. So Rav Chaim is not coming from nowhere. Rav Chaim is coming from a Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Samachai. The Gemara over there has a Machlokes Habayi and a Meimar. Eid Echad B'Shtar and Eid Echad Baal Peh, is it a good star or not? If you have a star, say a star chay. If you want to know if it's a good star, can you be Torah from Lukuchas? And you have one eid in the star and one eid Baal Peh. So it's a Machlokes. Habayi says that it's not good. Habayi says that it is good. So Taisa there has two pshat, and what's the case? Taisa has one pshat, that the case is that the Eid Echad Baal Peh is made on the Chayv. And the Eid Echad B'Shtar is by definition being made on the Chayv. I mean, he didn't see the Chayv, but every Shtar is made on the Chayv. Every Shtar Chayv is made on the Chayv. So the Eid Echad Baal Peh, he's not being made on the Shtar. The Eid Echad Baal Peh is being made on the Guf HaChayv. And the Eid Echad B'Shtar is being made on the Guf HaChayv. In which case, it's Meduyuk Taka. It would come out that you could have a Shtar that only has an Eid Echad. At least according to a Meimar. And even according to Bai, that it's no good, places Medai, that's only because they weren't the same. There was an Eid Echad B'Shtar, and the other Eid Echad was Baal Peh. But it would be mashma that if you have two Eid Echads in two stars, so then it would be good. It's only because one is B'Shtar and one is Baal Peh, so they don't link up. But you have an Eid Echad B'Shtar, another Eid Echad, another star, then it's mashma that it would be good. So lefi that shot in places, it seems to be that an Eid Echad, you can have a star that has only an Eid Echad in it. In a coin time Meimar, you could be mitzarif that to an Eid Echad Baal Peh. And even according to Abayi, you can't. That's only because the Eidus B'Shtar is not mitzarif with an Eidus Baal Peh. But an Eidus B'Shtar is mitzarif to another Eidus B'Shtar. But a Shtar Be'etzim could have an Eidus, could have only one Eidus. The Maisa Taisa is another Pshat. Smashman Taisa prefers this other Pshat. And Taisa says that that's a double Poshut, that an Eichad and a Shtar is nothing. You could have two Shtaris, and each one has an Eidechad, and Skonish and Gonish. It's nothing. An Eichad and a Shtar is nothing. The Gemara's case of an Echad Rishar, an Echad Baal Peh, is where the Echad Baal Peh is being made on the Mesiris Hashtar. So he's an Eid Mesira on the Shtar. This is a Shtar that is one Eid Chasim and one Eid Mesira. And it's going with a blessing that Eid Mesira Kas. And Vais Dois is also Shalom Rishonim, that even according to a blessing that Eid Mesira Karsi, but Eid Chasim are also good. Now Eid Mesira Karsi doesn't mean only Eid Mesira, but even Eid Mesira. So I have a star that has an Eid Mesira, an Eid Mesira Kasi, and it has one Eid Chasima, and Eid Chasima could also be Kasi. The question is, can I mix and match? Can I have a star that has one Eid Mesira and one Eid Chasima? Is that called a good star or not? But the star has two Eidim. The problem is that it's two different kinds of Eidim. One's an Eid Chasima and one's an Eid Mesira, but the star has two Eidim. But a star that only has one Eid Chasima, according to this pattern, it's a double posture that it's not. If I have a star Chayv with one Eid, and I have another star chayv with one eid, or I have a star kinyan with one eid, and I have another star kinyan with one eid, that's nothing. And a star has to have two eid, and a star with one eid is not a star. This star, the Gemara's case of Erechad B'Shtar, Erechad Opez, is not a star with only one eid. It's a star with two eidim. Just one is an eid chasim, and one is an eid mesir. So that's the mokka where Rav Chaim took from that second chapter in Tosfos. That's the mokka from where Rav Chaim took this notion that a star has to have two eidim. A star with only one eid is not a star. So Chaim said, that's the Teretz Tosfos Kasha. Even though the Gemara now had a Havamina, the Rechad Nema Bisurim, that if by Dovah Shvev, you don't have to wait him, you only have to have one aid. Fine, inside the Nemonis of Dovah Shvev, you only have to have one aid. But a star has to have two aid him, because without two aid him, it's not a star. So the get has to have two aid him, because otherwise it's not a get. But if you have any questions, is it Lashmo, is it Mezuyuf? And the Rechad has the full Nemonis. That comes from Rav Chaim. Now, if this is Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, then very good, we could go Vaita. We have a pshat, and if Rabbeinu Tam was saying of Chaim, so we have a whole stickle Torah, and we're finished. Our work is done. If on the other hand, Rabbi Natan is not saying of Chaim's Teretz, simple mashmois and Taisis is not mashmois the saying of Chaim's Teretz. So then we have to know why Takanat, why didn't Rabbi Natan say of Chaim's Teretz? Like it sounds good. So why didn't Taisis say it? Then this is Rav Chaim is not at all poshut, because first of all, there's another Malachim Taisus. We just said Taisus has two Malachim in this. But furthermore, even though Taisus says that a star with only an erechad is not a star, but it's yuchelanu leimar that that's only because you have to have an eid, because the din is by a davar of a moment that you need two eidim. Apishnayim eidim yokum davar. So a star that doesn't have an Eidus Shleim is not a star. Meaning I can't take a star that has a Chatzi Eidus and put it together with another star that has another Chatzi Eidus and say, oh, now I have an Eidus Shleim. The star has to be a full Eidus. So since a full Eidus is two Eidim, so a star has to have two Eidim. If you have a star with only one Eid and you have another star that also only has one Eid, so Taisus says, Dosu Ganesh, that's nothing. Neither star is a whole Eidus. But Taisus now is going that Erechonem Bisurim, that when it comes to Yisurim and even a Dovah Sheberva, and Erechon is a full Eidus. If an erechad is a full eidus, then erechad can't make a shah. Chayitam doymet to Taisus at all. Taisus is going only, but is going by a davishib and mammon. Where the halacha is talking by a davishib and mammon, you need to aid them. So Taisus is mechadish that in a davishib and mammon, when you need to aid them. So if you have one aid in one star and the other aid is in another star, that's nothing, because a star that doesn't have a full aid is not a star. But Taisus here is going, and it's in the Gemara's Havmina, that when it comes to Dovah Shabbat, Eid Echad is Neman fully. So Eid Echad has the full Eidus. So if an Echad has the full Eidus, so then why can't an Eid Echad make a Shtar? That we don't see in Taisus. So what's Pshat in Taisus? I said we're left. What's Pshat in Taisus? So we have the Chasim Seifus Pshat in Taisus. Maybe Chiddush. That the Gemara is that Taisus means you need Eidus for the Kima Dover, for the Eidus of the, you need to aid him for the Kima Dover. But for the Nemonos, you don't have to aid him. Okay, and then we have Rav Chaim, that you need Eidus for the, you need to aid him to make it into a star. We didn't start. But for the Nemonos, the Dover Shver, it's enough to have one aid. My solution to Taisus is not so much marshmallow like any of these things, other any of these chocolate. The Lashon of Taisus is much more again. What's Taisus Lashon? The Erecha Nema Bisurim Bechei Gavne Sheikar Get Nasekvar V'Shuvin Sorech Ele Gilui Milsa Leidem Lishman Nichtov. Lashon of Taisus is not much more like the Chasam Sofer so much that the distinction here is between Eidus Lekiyam Adover and Eidus for Biur. Unless Fidel Chasim Sofer, that's a Gilim Milsa means Biur as opposed to Kiyam Adover. Fidel Chasim Sofer, that's what this means. Gilim Milsa means Biur as opposed to Kiyam Adover. There's either Biur, which is what you have in Kolot Torah Kula, and then by Dovish Bevi, they say if there's a new thing that even Klap Yishmai should not marry, you need Eidus to Kiyam. And that's what this means. Gilim Milsa means Eidus of Biur. And the should have said, the Eidus of Echel Levar Shil Shenichtav Lishma. Gili Milsa, I don't know if it's Mashma quite. Fir Chaim, if you want to try and read Rav Chaim into Taisus, Taisus is saying, you need Eidus, you need two Eidim, you didn't Shtoris. But once it's a star, then we didn't Ne'emonus, it's enough to have an Erechot. What's that Mashma Taisus? Again, Gili Milsa, why is it only Gili Milsa? Taisus say, that once you have Sheikah again, Nasik Far, and you have a star, the Shumain Sorech Ella Eidos to be Mavar, you have the same objection in the Lashon. You have, you want to try to read of Chaim and Taisus. Why do you say Lashon and Gilim Milsa? Say Lavar, Eidos of, there's Eidos of Ashriya Shtara, and there's Eidos of Nemonis, of Biru. The Lashon of Gilim Milsa, Smashman may be something else. So I think the simple meaning of Taisus, Chayr, is that Taisus means like this. Taisus means that a Dovah Shverva that's only called an Bebel Salas. The halacha that Dovah Shverva in each time, we already said it yesterday, the din that ain't Dovah Shverva Pachas Rahim is exerts HaKosuk. It's not Stam that Dovah Shverva is a very heinous Havera, And therefore, you want to be matir, such a heinous aver, you need a very high level of nemonus. That is not true. The din of ein dovah shavir ever b'chafas b'shtayim is even when the aid is coming lahachmir, not only lahakam. Nitma ishtecha, the Gemara ha'im. It's exeris ha'kosuv, that to say an edus of dovah shavir ever, you have to have two aidim. And one aid is nothing when it comes to being made on a dovah shavir ever. So, I want to suggest, Taisi means like this. Taisi means that the Gemara thought, it's only a havamina, I have to stress, but the Gemara and the havamina thought that it's only called an edus of a dovah shavir ever when the aid is being nemon, when the aid is saying, when the content of the edus is that this woman became an erva, or that this woman became ois erva, no longer an erva. The edus is that we're making a dovah shavir ever or breaking a dovah shavir ever. That's called an edus on a dovah shavir ever. So to say an edus on the gerushin itself makes her into a no longer an erva. So it's the edus ha-gerushin, shtar is the edus and the gerushin itself. The edus and the gerushin itself is an edus that says, the content of the edus is that this woman became ois, you know what ois means? No longer. Ois, dovah, ois erva. Or edus kiddushin, the edus says that she became erva. Or nitmisham nitma ishtacha, the edus says she became asura, she became tmeo, she became an erva to the husband. But by the edus of Lishma, the edus of Lishma doesn't say that this woman is megureshes. The edus of Lishma says this is a good get, which if later on you want to use it and give it to the woman, will make her into a megureshes. But he's not saying edus on the fact that she became megureshes. Of course, if the get wasn't written to Lishma, she's not going to be able to come megureshes later. That is true. But the edus is not edus on the transformation. And the Gemara not having, that's not called Dovah Shebe Erva. Dovah Shebe Erva means, an edus of Dovah Shebe Erva means the edus on the transformation itself. The transformation from being not an Erva into yes being an Erva, or being an Erva into not being an Erva. But you're being made on the transformation, on the making or the unmaking of Erva. That's called an edus of a Dovah Shebe Erva. But to be made that this get is a good instrument that could later be used or might have been used in the past that could be used to make or break a dovah shvera, that's not called an edus of a dovah shvera. And the same thing we can do later on in Rava. To say that the get is not mezuyah, if you're not saying edus that on the gerushin itself, on the maisa gerushin, it's just an edus that this is a good instrument that could make gerushin. That's not an edus on the transformation of dovah shvera itself. It's not an edus on the making of a dovah shvera or on the unmaking of a dovah shvera. It's just an edus that this is a good instrument that could be used at some future or past date to make or break a dovah shavera. That's not called an edus of a dovah shavera. Again, mitzad ha-chaymer ha-issi, what's the difference? But we're not talking mitzad ha-chaymer ha-issi, we're talking about the gzeres ha-kosov and dovah shavera pachas mishtayim. It's not called an edus and a dovah shavera. Not so dissimilar we had before in Taisus, the Gemara in one girsa, the girsa midi ha-havin, ha-chal ha-rayah shavetayah. Taisus rejected that girsa. But Taisus thought there might be p'sahavin in the Gemara that a dovish erva is only when you're saying edus that she's becoming an erva, not when you're saying edus that she's becoming ois erva. Because it's only called a dovish erva when I'm saying edus that she is an erva, not when I'm saying that she is no longer an erva. So Taisus rejected that girsa. But Akapanim, but you see a similar thing, that dovish erva is exeris ha-kosov, and it's a very, and it could be maybe a narrow exeris ha-kosov, that only certain ways of saying it make it into a dovish erva. Even though it's the chaymer is, what's the difference? But we're not thinking that inside the chaymer is. I want to know, is this labeled as a dovish erva? So Taisus here is saying the chiluk, the Gemara Havim, that to say that the shtar itself needs to have two edim, because the shtar itself is made in the Maisa Gerishim. So that needs two edim, because that's an edus that she's becoming ois dovish erva. That's the edus of a dovish erva. That she became ois erva. But I think that's very gishmak in Lashon of Taisus. Taisus says, Where's the Taisus again? The get itself is a good get. All I need is a gili milsa. Leidim l'shma nichtov. What Taisus means when he's saying gili milsa, he means edus on the maisa gerushin itself, or edus on the prerequisites of the maisa gerushin. Edus on the gerushin itself, that's a dovish erva. But edus on the prerequisites of the maisa gerush, that the get was written l'shma, that the get's not mezuyah, those are all not edus on the dovish erva. Those are edus on the arum, on the penumbra of the dovish erva. So that's not called edus on the dovish erva. That's called edus on the gili milsa. Gili milsa means it has repercussions for dovish erva. Because if the get wasn't written in Lishma, then Ma'aseh Gerushin wasn't Chal. So it's an Eidus that has repercussions for a Dovah Shebera. But it's not the Eidus on the Dovah Shebera itself. The Gemara thought that doesn't go into any Dovah Shebera Pachas Mishtar. Okay, let's see like Havi Dovah Shebera. So what did Gemara, well, again, let's go back to the Gemara. This Taisus we talked a lot about already. The Gemara had, the Gemara wanted to have a Havimina, that in Erechon is Nehman, same fun, in Erechon, in Erechon, immediately have a Chalei Dushi B'Tayr. Erechon Nehman B'Sur. So Gemara said, no, first of all, this is Chazik Yisur. And number two, and Dovah Shebera, Prophet Mishnai. It's a Dovah Shebera. So Taisus says, how do you look at Dovah Shebera? What does Gemara have to come out to Dovah Shebera? Forget Dovah Shebera, it's Chazik. Aymeri, Mishun Dar Isha Rabba, B'Shai Yisuri, can tell the hectic economist Mesaf Golami Mehemin if he lose Chazik Yisur. The lab Biyotai, Eloi. Taisa says, because in Erechon against the Nischazik is not so Poshut. In the Gemara, Yavamis, it's a Sophic. Gemara is looking for a Mokka, can't find the Mokka. So therefore, first thing Gemara says is an Erechon against the Nischazik. But that's not so Poshut. Maybe an Erechon is Nehman against the Nischazik. We don't know the Mokka, but maybe it is. So therefore, the Gemara says another objection. Even if an Erechon is Nehman against the Nischazik, even like that's sound in the Gemara, Yavamis, an Erechon is Nehman against the Nischazik, but not when it's a Dovah Shebera. So I already told you, Rabbi Kregis Medayik in this Taisus. Why did Taisus learn the Gemara Kilu B'Derek, learning the Gemara B'Derek in Tin Sulaimer? First of all, it's an Echad against, it's an Echad against the Nischazik. But, and even if that's wouldn't be, and even if that's not true, in Tin Sulaimer, that's not true, because the Gemara Yavamis had it sad that maybe an Echad isn't Eman against the Nischazik. Even if it's not true, Mashman Taisus that probably it is true. But even if it's not true, but we can still object to Dovah Shebera. Ask Rabbi Kregi, what does he need that for? Why does he have to learn that? Why didn't Tosfos learn the way the Ramban Taka learns? That the Gemara is asking two independent questions. First of all, it's say that it's an echad against the Nischazik. End of story. An echad is not Nehman against the Nischazik, like the pastors in the Gemara and Yavamos. And question number two, it's a Dovah Shebera, and Dovah Shebera, and Pachas Mishnai. That's what the Ramban learns in Gemara. That's much more partial. Why do you have to learn Gemara? That's Bederichim Tim Sulaimer. First, the Gemara thinks an echad is not Nehman against the Nischazik. Then the Gemara says, but maybe an echad is Nehman against the Nischazik. It's very sosum in the Gemara. That the Gemara is kilo going soft on the question of whether an Echad is Nehman against the Nischazik. Says Rabbi Kreger, the answer is, because Taisus read the Gemara, that Taisus held that a Dovah, the din that ain't Dovah Shebe'erva is only when it's Nischazik, Yisur. So if he can't read the Gemara as two separate questions. Number one, it's against Nischazik. Number two, it's a Dovah Shebera. The number two, it's a Dovah Shebera, is not a kasha, it's not an independent kasha. It's only built on the fact that it's Nischazik. And if it's Nischazik, maybe the Gemara already said that an Echad Istam is not Nehman against Nischazik. So that forced Taisus to learn that the Gemara means B'derechim Tetzulaymer. First of all, maybe an Echad is never Nehman against Nischazik. And even if an Echad is Nehman against Nischazik, but by a Dovah Shebera, you're for sure not Nehman against Nischazik. That's really great. We said it already many times. And let's tell you an idea. I'm not going to talk about it so much, but just the idea. The Chayim of Akasha, I think the Shmaitz asked it. According to that sad that Erechad is Neman against his Chazik, it's great. According to that sad in the Gemara Yavamos, passes the simple reading, it says the Maskan of the Gemara Yavamos, that in an Echad, even by Shari Yisrum, is not Neman against his Chazik. And according to Tosfos, where Rabbi Kregi is in the Daik, that Dovah Shebera also only requires Shtayim when it's against his Chazik. So why do I need a special din of Dovah Shebera? What do we need a special din of Dovah Shebera Pachas Mishtayim? The din of Dovah Shebera Pachas Mishtayim only applies when it's his Chazik Yisur. And if it's his Chazik Yisur, then even by Shari Yisrum, it's not Neman. After Schmeitz's kasha. Schmeitz is a teres. Schmeitz says enough communities for Biyodai. Biyodai works by Shari Surim, but it doesn't work by Dovah Shebera. The Schmeitz himself is. 1 second, that's not true. The Gemara says that a Baal Shalom Girashti Yisisti is Neman Shebiyodai Lagasha. You see, Biyodai works by Dovah Shebera too. So the Shmai says, no, that's a mistake. That's when it's Biyodi now. It's Biyodi L'Gasha right now. That's an Emanus Amigod. He's Nehman Seo. He was Megarasha yesterday because he could be Megarasha now. That's just ordinary Amigod. That, of course, they work by Dovah Shebera. The din of Biyodi, the Abishari Surim, is Tosfos pointed out before. You see, even if it was biyada yesterday, today it's meat. I can't shecht it now, but I could say it was shechted yesterday because yesterday was biyada. That's not a migud. That's because, like the Rosh says in Daf Nun Daled, that's because he's a, because if it's biyada, then it's sort of like a, he's like a bialim on the Yisr, and a Torah Hamina Kol Echad Al Shelo. And that's not true by Dovah Shabbat. That's the Shmaitz's answer. The Gufa Kasha, the Gufa Kusha. Say another teres. Lefi, what we said yesterday in Taisus, that even Lefi Taisus, that a Dovah Shabbat, it's only, you only say a Dovah Shabbat Pachas Mishtai when it's a Skazak Yisura. That's when the Edus is coming to be Matir. So Lefi Dvarav, he's not saying Erva, he's saying not Erva. But it's called a Dovash of Erva because it was Huchsuk that it's an Erva. But let's say, but if he's coming to say Edus of Le'isser, Nitmeishtacha, he's coming to say Edus of Isser, then that would be, then Ein Dovash of Erva Pachas Mishtayim, even if there's no, even if it's not a Schazik and Terah. Because then it's a dove. It's not that it's not that a, we medayik in the it, that's the Tosfos immediately have a chol arayi shibatara that gears. So Tosfos that have him, maybe a dove shem pachas mishnayim is only lesser or not lahatir. And the more in the terrace mechadish that a dove shem pachas mishnayim is even lesser. Is even lahatir. Maybe end of a shorah pachas mishnayim is only like nitmishtachay coming to be to aser. So he's, but in the edus of gerushin, where he's coming lahatir, the Gemara thought that's not called dovah shabeva. So the Gemara's maskon is no, it's not true. It's the end of a shorah pachas mishnayim. So yes, it's very sosum the Gemara. That's missing ikachosum in a sefer, and all b'chala holsor is shver. Why should the end of a shorah pachas mishnayim only be lesser, not lahatir? So I said yesterday in mahalach that the Gemara that have, you know, again, it's not places, not gears, so me to have a chalar eyes. The Gemara that have, you know, it's only dovish erva when you're saying she's an erva. But if you're saying she's ois erva, then lefit v'erech is not an erva. That's not called dovish erva. And the Gemara answers, no, since it's ischazik as an erva, so being ischazik as an erva makes it into dovish erva v'es. And that's what the Gemara is. So that's not sosa in the Gemara. That's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a chazik yisur, which first of all may be a problem in its own right. And number two, if it's a chazik yisur, then it becomes a dovah shabbat. By that, by dint of being a chazik yisur, it was chuksuk that there's an erva over here. So even though you're not saying she's an erva, you're saying she's a pnuyo. But since it was a chazik as an erva, so that makes the nidun to be a nidun of dovah shabbat. So I said yesterday, lefi that mahalach, that it would come out a chiddush din, that even lefi tosis, that the din of a dovah shabbat b'chokas mishtayim is only when it's up against an eschazik. That's not stamazay because only to overcome an eschazik you need to aim. It's rather because it's the eschazik that makes it an erva. You want to say she's not an erva. So what makes it a dovah shebeva? The fact that it was chuksik as an erva, and you want to take that off. That makes it into a dovah shebeva. But in the other kind of case, the case where you're saying eid is lesser, so then it's a dovah shebeva because you're saying eid is lesser. You're saying she's an erva. To say eid is that she's an erva is for sure a dovah shebeva. That doesn't, there this chazik is not lemaile v'lemaire. So meila, it'll be mature, it's the kasha of the shmaitzah. The shmaitzah asked, if erechad is only, if according to that side of the Gemara Yevamos, the passage in the Gemara Yevamos, that erechad is never nemen against this chazik. And according to Tosus, that dovah shabar v'pachas mishayim is also only when it's against this chazik. So what's mitosif in the nivay dovah shabar v'pachas mishayim? There's no difference in dovah shabar than anything else. There's no, it's very different. All over in Kola Terakula, Ein Dovah Sherech in Eid Echad is not Nemen against this Chazik because you want to be Mizgaber in the Chazokah. To be Mizgaber in the Chazokah, you need an Echad. And it's Ben Lahatir, Ben Lesser, like the Rosh is in Daf Nun Daled. Eid Echad is not Nemen Lesser against this Chazik Katera, and it's not Nemen Lahatir against this Chazik Yisur. In Kola Terakula, it's Aloch, Eid Echad is not Nemen against the Chazokah. So that goes in both directions. By Dovah Sherech, it's not that it, and that's too certain. Right. By a dovah shebe erva, on the other hand, by a dovah shebe erva, even if it was not as chazik keter, let's say you have some case where it's not as chazik keter. For some, I know there's a we have some kind of, we had a suffix anyway, if she's a Mekudesh. We have a suffix kiddushin. Suffix karav lo. So there's always chazik. So matzav a suffix. And now the Rechav comes and he says, she's Mekudesh. So he's coming lesser. But it's not against him, it's chazik. But that would yeah, be a davish. So in the dinim of kolotar kula, that would be fine. It's an erechod and there's no eschazik. We had a suffix, chaylev, suffix shuman. And the erechod comes and says, chaylev, it's awesome. So this is the same thing. Karav loy, it's a suffix. Not eschazik, one way or another, it's a suffix. And the erechod comes and says, she's asura. So l'chayr, he should be neman. He's not neman. Ein davish erev hachas mishtayim. He's not neman. Why? Because by a davish, once I look, because there it's a davish of erev be'etzim, because the feet varv, she's an erev. So that's be'etzim and davish be'erev, and the rule is in davish be'erev, halachas mishtayim. Let's go over this, because I think actually this is a chashuv piece, and maybe it'll be useful in a couple of minutes. So this, I just want to say this over again, this is self-contained. Number one, going step by step, derech binyan. Rabbi Kreig is medayik in Tosfos. From the fact that Tosfos learned our Gemara, not like the Ramban is two independent kashas, but rather Tosfos learned our Gemara that it's bederech imtim suleiman. Erechod is not neman against his chazik, and the unique fee is, but not by lova sheberba. So Rabbi Kreig is medayik in Tosfos. Tosfos holds that the din that ain't lova sheberba pachas mishtayim is only when it's up against the chazik. Ask the Shmaitz, if that's the case, then the Gemara Yevamos has it sad, maybe more than it's sad, maybe that's even the maskana, that an eight, but certainly it's sad, that an eight echod, even by Sharisum, is not neman against his chazik. We don't have the mokka that he is, stum is not. That's Agamar's initial assumption. Eight echod is not neman against his chazik. Only chaticha sofek chaylev and sofek shumalo is chazik yisura. But when it says chazik yisura, eight echod is not neman at all. If that's true, that an echod is not neman against the nischazik, and if also, as Tosis holds, dovership, the din that dovership ever needs to aid him is only when it's against the nischazik, so then what's the difference between dovership ever and anything else? If there's no nischazik, you neman even by dovership ever. And if there is nischazik, you're not neman even by shari sur. So l'may hilchasur, do we have this rule of it? Well, why did the Torah say dovadovah imamah, that a dovership ever needs to aid him? That's the Shmaisa's kasha. So the Shmaisa is the Teresa Femina for Biyoda. That if it's Biyoda, if it was Biyoda yesterday, but not today, so by Shari Surim there'll be an Emonis, but by Dovah Shabarabah there won't be an Emonis. If it's Biyoda now, there's a Migoy, but if it's not Biyoda now, and it was Biyoda yesterday, so by Shari Surim, Hemina Torah Kolechad al Shaloi, and Biyoda makes it like your Bible. By Dovah Shabarabah, you don't have such a concept. I would suggest a different text. Repeat what I said yesterday. That it's fundamentally different. The halacha that an echod is not neman against his chazik. On the one hand. And Tosfos's halacha there, because it's a daik, that even by a dovah shebe'erva, it's only called a dovah shebe'erva when it's against his chazik. And if it's not against his chazik, you're neman. And an echod is neman. They're fundamentally different ideas. By Shari Surim, the idea is that an echod is strong enough to be neman when it's not against the chazaka, but it's not strong enough to be neman against the chazaka. Since we only have a mokka for an echod when there's no chazaka, we don't have a mokka. That's the one Yibamas. Someone's looking for mokka, can't find it. We don't have a mokka that an echod could beat chazaka. So therefore, we have to assume that an echod is neman, but not to beat chazaka. And that'll be ben the kula, ben the chumah. And that's what the Rosh is beferish and not mandalad. An echod is not neman to beat chazaka. So he's not neman lesser to beat cheskes hetter, and he's not neman lahatter to beat cheskes iser. By dovah sheve erva needs shtayim be'etzer. Dovah sheve needs shnei edim. It doesn't matter whether it's up against the chazaka, whether it's not up against the chazaka. Dovah sheve erva needs to have shnei edim. So why does Tosfos hold that if it's not as chazik isura, the rechod is neman by dovah sheve erva? Because if it's not ischazik isura, then it's not a dovah shebe'erva. If it's not ischazik that there's an issa here, and if lefi divrei ha'ed there's no issa over here, because the ha'ed is coming to say she's a pnuya, she's a mugareses, so the ha'ed is saying she's not an erva, and she was never in ischazik as an erva, then it's just not a dovah shebe'erva. It's nothing to do with the aid not being, being able to beat Chazaka, not beat Chazaka. Erechod by Dovah Shebeva is nothing. But we have to decide, is it a Dovah Shebeva? Well, what makes something a Dovah Shebeva? There's two ways it could be a Dovah Shebeva. If the aid says that she's an Erva, then that's a Vada Dovah Shebeva. The feed different aid, she's an Erva. That's a Vada Dovah Shebeva. But what if the aid is not saying she's an Erva? The aid is coming to say she's not an Erva. Tasted said earlier in that gears of media have a cholera, maybe had a half a medium, we had a half a medium, that if the aid is not is saying she's not an Erva, maybe that's not even called a Dovah Shebeva. And even know from that Kirsa, but Be'etzim, the Svar Sashaya, the Gemara's Maskana is no, because she's as Chazik as an Erva, so therefore, and you want to say that she's not, so that's called an Eidus of Dovah Shebeva. It's not a Dovah Shebeva inside what the Eid is saying, because the Eid is saying she's a Pnuya, she's a Mugoreshus. But it's a Dovah Shebeva inside the fact that it was as Chazik there, that it was as Chazik as an Erva. But that's only when the Eid is coming to say Heter. The aid is coming to say heter, then it's only called a dovish be'erva when it's up against the nischazik yisura, because then it's a matzav of erva. But if it wouldn't be nischazik as an erva, and the aid is saying that she's not an erva, that wouldn't be a dovish be'erva. But if it's the other way around, the aid is coming to say that she is an erva, like the aid is saying that she's mukudeshes, for example, or nitmen ishtecha, so then that's a vada dovish be'erva. Then I don't care if it's up against nischazik or not, because it's nothing to do with beating chazaka. The halacha the halacha of chazik by dovish be'erva is different halacha entirely. Erechad is never nemen against a dovish be'erva, but you have to decide is it a dovish be'erva. Well, if the eid says she's an erva, ain't lecha dovish be'erva. God only said, then I don't have to come out to his chazik. So mele is a very big nafkamina la halacha between a dovish be'erva and anything else. In a case where the eid is coming to say iser, and erechad is coming to say iser, is nemen if it's not his chazik. Because you have a sofik chelav, sofik shuman, and the aid comes and says chelav, avadi's nema. But if you have a sofik mukudeshes, and the aid comes and says yes, she's mukudeshes, the aid echod, then it's nothing, because it is a dovah shebeva. He's saying erva, and an aid echod can't say erva. The svar itself, I don't know this cheshbon for the shmatz is kasha, but and the cheshbon that I said before and yesterday in the Tosfos about midah havayach l'arayah shebetorah, the girsa of arayah shebetorah, that part I'm not sure if he says, but the svar itself that the din of ischazik by dovish be'erva is different than the din of ischazik by shari sur. That by shari sur the din of ischazik is an erech is not nemen against the chazaka, whereas by dovish be'erva the nekud of ischazik is that it's this chazik that makes it a dovish be'erva. The svar itself I found just recently was said by Rav Nachum, brings it to Peshem of Shlomo Haiman. It must be in Shiuri of Shlomo. I don't have Chiddush of Shlomo. I don't think I have it in the house. Of Shlomo Haiman. Shlomo Haiman was a Talmud of Baruch Ber. He was a Shivan of Milas in Vilna, and then he was a Shivan Torah Das. And we don't have a lot of Torah from him, but the Torah that we have is very widely valued. So Rav Shlomo Haiman said this one. It's Chazi Kizur by Dov Shavar. It's a whole different thing than by Shari Sur. Shari Surim is Bataris Chazok, and Echad is not Nemen against the beat who's Chazak Yisur. And he's not, and or is Chazak Ater for that man. The din of Chazak Yisur by Dovah Sheva is a different word entirely. Because it was Chuksuk as an Erva, so it's a Dovah Sheva Erva, even though he's saying she's not an Erva. So Mahim says it to say it to answer a different kashrut, which is coming up in Taisus. Let's go just a little bit further in Taisus. In Taimar, he erecho nemen b'shari surim afilus chazik yisura v'lav biyodoi. Point at that side in the Gemara in Yevamos that erecho is nemen against his chazik. Which says in Medayik, but Agamar is taking that seriously. That's why Agamar made it said it in Tim Sulaiman. First of all, maybe erecho is not nemen against his chazik, but in Tim Sulaiman that he is. But it's a dovah shebeva. So you see in Agamar. There's two ways to read the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara can't find the Mokrif Erechad against his Chazik. So the Gemara throws up its hands. We can't find the Mokrif Erechad against his Chazik. So what's the halacha? So we already saw Machlek Kishishayim. Some Yishayim learned. The halacha is Erechad is not Neman against his Chazik. We can't find the Mokrif. It must be that he's not Neman. So the Rabban, the Rashban Yevamos say, no, the Gemara can't find the Mokrif, but the halacha is that he's Neman against his Chazik. So Tosfos reason to Agamara that the Gemara itself is Mesupik. That's the Intim Sulaim in Agamara. The Gemara itself is Mesupik about it. So it comes out that there is a serious side that Erechad is not Neman. There's a serious side that it echod maybe is neman against his chazik. fact, Tosis, if an erecha is naming against his chazik, so then why don't you do the pasuk of a sofer lo la'atzma? This pasuk pshat in Tosis. What does Tosis mean? Why didn't Tosis ask a bigger question? The sofer lo la'atzma Tosis before is the mokah for erecha naming b'sur. We just had the Tosis earlier. Where do we know erecha naming b'sur? Tosis said from the sofer lo la'atzma. That's the whole mokah that erecha naming b'sur. Now Tosis says, but if an erecha is naming even against his chazik, so why do I need the sofer lo la'atzma? Why didn't Tosis ask a better question? If an erecha is naming against his chazik, and that you can't learn out from the sofer, then how do we know an erecha is naming against his chazik? That's not a kasha. Why is that not a kasha? Yeah. Tosis said before, the whole mokah of an erecha naming b'sur is from the sofer. It's from Nigel. Now Tosis has a new kasha. If an erecha is naming even against his chazik, and it apparently is not his chazik, so if an erecha is naming even against his chazik, so why do I need the pasuk of a sofer? And an erecha is naming even against his chazik, kol shekein by nida, which is not his chazik. Why didn't Tosis ask stronger? If the whole mokar of erecha naming b'sur is only from nida, which is not his chazik, then how can we have a tzad erecha is naming against his chazik? You can't learn that out from nida, so how do we know it? Why didn't Tosis ask that? Sounds like a very good question.
In the Havamina, doesn't Tosos think that Nida is a chazaka?
Because it's a bad question. It's a very good question. But Tosos doesn't ask it because somebody else already asked it. Who already asked that question?
The Gemara,
Yivamas. That's the worst question, Yivamas. If an Echad is now, where is there, we can't find the Mokka that Echad is now been against his chazak. But apparently we have a tzad that maybe he is, but the Gemara can't find a mokah for it. That's the whole tzad. That's all Gemara Yavamos. So Tosis doesn't have to be smart in the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish, we would like to find the mokah that Echad is naming against his chazik, because maybe he is, but we can't find a mokah for it. So Tosis doesn't have to outsmart that. But Tosis holds. But on the other hand, so how come Tosis before said that Echad is learned that from Nidah? What Tosis before was smart in the Gemara? Teres says he understands. You see in the Gemara Yavamas that if an Echad is naming against this chazik, we can't find the mokah for it. But if an Echad is not naming against this chazik, only when it's not his chazik, that the Gemara wasn't bothered by that. Apparently, we do have a mokah for it. So that was Tosis before. If an Echad is only naming when it's not his chazik, what you see in the Gemara Yavamas that we have a mokah somewhere that an Echad is naming when it's not his chazik. We can't find the mokah that an Echad is naming when it is his chazik. So Tosis before was addressing the first half of that statement. It seems to be that there is a mokah for an echad b'neman when it's not his chazik. Where's the mokah? So Rashi says, "Amina toruk alechad al shaloi." And it's for chaveri. But Tosis said the mokah was from himself for the last from Nidl. And now Tosis is asking on the other side. On the side of echad is neman against his chazik. So Emes, there's no mokah for that. We can't find. Gemara Yavama says we can't find the mokah for it. Okay, fine. We can't find the mokah. But nonetheless, you see in our Gemara that there's a tzad that it's true. There is a tzad. The Gemara doesn't reject it entirely. You see from our Gemara, the Gemara entertain that maybe there really is such a tzad that echad is neman against his chazik. Well, on that side, the echad is neman against his chazik. We don't know where it comes from, but that's the Gemara in Yavamas throws up its hands. We don't know where it comes from. But Agamar apparently thinks, you see from the Imtim Suleimer, that that's not the end of the world. We can't find the Mokka, but maybe there is a Mokka somewhere. Well, if it's not the end of the world, then maybe there is a Mokka somewhere, and maybe the Echad is naming against his Chazik. So then why would you need to put, so on that side, why would you need to put a Sukkot Besofa? Answers Tosfos. The Shleimer is Hakadaitik Bechoshik Maidom Shabarma. The Gemara, we need a Pusik of a Sofa, because without the Sofa, I would say maybe need a Zadom Shabarma. And a dovah shiver of Adam Yishlai. So I need the pasuk to tell me Nida is not a dovah shiver. Now, this Tosis is a whole can of worms. First of all, question number one. We saw before the Mashal was Medayik in Tosis that dovah shiver is only Gittin Kiddushin and Lesser Yishal Baila. Yishal Baila. But Stam and Erba is not a dovah shiver. Sarah Rais, this Mashal in Tosis before it, that's not called a. So how can the Gemara have a meaning that Nida is a Dovah Shveva? It's not Gittin or Kiddushin or Israel Baile. Even if she's an Erva, she's an Erva like Keshesach or like a Chesisha. She's and it was Mashman Tosis before. That's not called a Dovah Shveva. We saw before it's Machlek Zerman and Chorim Machlek Zerman and Iran and Daf Samachdalit. So that's the Magnus thing here in Tosis. That's number one. That I'm not going to talk about so much. Number two, Rabbi Krager asked in Tosis, he says, one second, even if Nida is the Dovah Shveva, but Tosis just told me, well, Tosis, Rabbi Kegel was just Medayik in Tosis, that Taisus hold that a Dova Sheberva, a person says Eidus to be Matir Dova Sheberva, he's only not Nemun when he's against his Chazik Yisur. But if that is Chazik Yisur, then there is an Nemunus even by Dova Sheberva. Yeah, I would add only when you're coming Lahatin, not lesser, but he would coming Lahatin. Is neither is chazik and not as chazik. Well, Taisa before Biyad Elitbal, it's not as Taisa before that. It's not as chazik. So, what would it matter even if neither is a Dovah Shever? But it's not as chazik. So, what's the problem with Taisa? Shaka Daitik, the Choshek, my Dovah Shever. This is all Zion. Let it be. Neither is a Dovah Shever, but it's against his chazik. And Rabbi Kevah's Madaik, the Taisa sheet is, that the rule that Dovah Shveva needs to aid him is only when it's his Chazik Yisurah. But if it's not his Chazik Yisurah, then it echoes them even by Dovah Shveva. That's a Pekeg's Hash. I think a Pekeg about this remains with the Hash. So the rate is that the Fidah Mashah is good. Basil Levi says, the Fidah Mashah is very good. But Taisa said before this, because by Nido, Taisa, Mashah explained before in Taisa's, that there's two nyanim going on by Nido. There's two edus by Nido. First of all, there's an edus that she had Shiva Nakim. And that's true. That's not against the Nischazik because she's not Beches Kishtei Kol Shah. But Nido has another nemonis that she went to the mikvah. That is against the Nischazik. That already is against the Nischazik. So why is she nemon? She's nemon because of Biyodah. But that's only because not a Dovah Shebe'erva. But if Nido would be a Dovah Shebe'erva, then Biyodah wouldn't help. Says Beis Levi, Biyodah wouldn't help. So Mele, if Nida would have been a Dovah Shebe'erva, she wouldn't be Neman that she went to the Mikra. She might be Neman on the Sphira, but she wouldn't be Neman that she went to the Mikra. That's why I need the Pasuk of a Sufra. That she's Neman even to say that she went to the Mikra. Aye, that's Biyodah. So says the Beis Levi, maybe Biyodah doesn't help by Dovah Shebe'erva. Now, the Beis Levi himself says there's two problems with this. Problem number one, there comes out a funny thing, that the whole Pasuk of a Sufra is not for the Sphira, only for the Tefillah. There's a lot of violence to the Pasuk is Vesofra. So we could say Vesofra means with the Tefillah. But to say that Vesofra doesn't even, is not the sphere at all, the sphere itself, you don't need a Pasuk. The whole Pasuk of Vesofra is only for the Tefillah. That's, the Beis Levi says, and its face of it is a Tefillah. The Matus says the Beis Levi, it's not true that Biyodah doesn't work by Dovah Shebe'erva. Habal Shoma Girashti Kishtesh, he is Nemo. So you see that Biyodah works even by Dovah Shebe'erva. So then we're back to square one. Manashach. The Eidus that she was Sefer, that's not against the Nischazik, and if it's not against the Nischazik, who cares? It's a Dovah Shebe'erva. And the Eidus she went to the Mikvah is Biyodah, and Biyodah works even by Dovah Shebe'erva. That second question that we could deal with, I don't remember if the Beis Levi himself says it or not, but that second question is not so sure altogether, because we already saw the Shmaitzer says that the Biyodah works by Dovah Shebe'erva when it's Biyodah now, but there is Migoy. But if it's not Biyodah now, it's just Biyodah yesterday, that does not work by Dovah Shebe'erva. That only works by Shari Sur. So then it'll be negev if the pasuk will be negev to a case where it's not biyodah litbal now. Let's say there's no mikvah now. She doesn't have a mikvah now. There's no mikvah in this place. But yesterday she could have gone to the mikvah, or the day before she could have gone to the mikvah. There's a mikvah a day away, so she can't. She's not, you know, she says that I went to the mikvah now. So it's not biyodah now. It's only biyodah yesterday. So if it's shari surim, if Anita is not a dovah shebe'erva, so that's good enough. But if Anita is a dovah shebe'erva, so Amiga she doesn't have. So you want the biyodah of biyodah yesterday, the biyodah of Amina Tari Kolechad Al Shalai, that you don't have by Dovah Shebe'erva. So this second question of the Beis Levi is not so shver. But the first question of the Beis Levi is something that it's a doichik to say that the whole pasuk of a sofer is not negated to the sphere. It's not necessary for the sphere. It's only necessary for the tefillah. So again, it's chesed. So let's go over it again. So Tosus asks, the feed that side of the Gemara Yomamas, that an Echad is Neman against his Chazik. So if an Echad is Neman against his Chazik, and there's a Mokka for it somewhere, we don't know where it is, Gemara can't find it, but there's a Mokka for it somewhere, then Kol Shekein an Echad is Neman when it's not his Chazik, so why don't we need a Pasuk of his Sof? Tosus answers that there's a Sabka Daitech that needs a Dovah Shebe'erva. So therefore, I need a Pasuk of his Sof, and tell me it's not a Dovah Shebe'erva. And she's Neman. Esra B'Kreger. Taisa himself holds that even by Dovah Shebe'erva, if it's not a Schazik Yenema, if it's not a Schazik Yisur Yenema, even by Dovah Shebe'erva. And Nida is not a Schazik Yisur because Eina Bechetz Kishtei Raya Kol Shoah, like Taisa said before. So what's Pshat in Taisa's? Rabbi Kreg is God. Says the Beis Levi, Chara, there's a Pasha dance, Levi the Marshal. Neither the pasuk of a sofer contains two nemanos. There's an nemanos on the sphere and there's an nemanos on the tefillah. The nemanos on the sphere is not biyoda, but it's not as chazik because ain't a bechesk to her. The nemanos on the tefillah is as chazik because she could be tummy forever, but it's biyoda. So in the pasuk of a sofer, it says two things. She's neman on the sphere, even though it's not biyoda because it's not as chazik, and she's neman on the tefillah, even though it is as chazik because it's biyoda. So therefore, says the Beis Halevi, you can say like this. That she's Neman on the Sfira, that Taka does not need a Pasuk. Because that's not his Chazak. And if it's not his Chazak, I don't even care if it's a Dovah Shebe'erva. Even if neither would be a Dovah Shebe'erva. But even Dovah Shebe'erva is Neman when it's not his Chazak. So I thought I don't need it. I'm going to point that sound when you bomb it, even against his Chazak. So from somewhere. So I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that a nida is neman on the sphere. Because in an echod, if an echod is neman even against his chazik, Maran Yavamas can't find that the mokker, but there's a mokker somewhere, an unknown mokker, that echod is neman even against his chazik, so an echod certainly neman when it's not his chazik. And even if nida would be a dovah shebe'erva, it wouldn't matter, because even by a dovah shebe'erva, if it's not his chazik yisur, an echod is neman. Says the Beis Halevi, but I need the pasuk to tell me that she's neman on the tefillah, because the tefillah is a schazik. It's a schazik that she's tummy till she goes to the mikvah, and even though it's biyoda, but and that's why she's neman taka because it's biyoda. But had nida been a dovah shebe'erva, then biyoda wouldn't help. So I need the pasuk to tell me that she's neman on the tefillah because nida is not a dovah shebe'erva, and therefore biyoda helps. That's the Beis Halevi's teretz. But the Beis Halevi himself has two problems with that teretz. Problem number one, he says, is that biyoda, if it's that even if it's still sure, because even if neither would be a dovah shebe'erva, but biyoda helps by dovah shebe'erva too, like a baal shomer grasti asishtim. But that question we could answer. We could say, yeah, biyoda works by dovah shebe'erva when it's biyoda now, but not if it was biyoda yesterday. So the pasuk is coming to tell me that she that neither is not a dovah shebe'erva, and therefore even if it's not biyoda now, as long as it was biyoda yesterday, she neman like any other eidechad b'yisur. Beis Levi has another question, which is that it's stoichik be'etzim to say that the whole pasuk of a sofer is not necessary for the sphere, it's only necessary for the tefillah. And not the end of the world, but it seems like a doichik. So on this kasha of Kreger comes along with Shlomo Hyman, and he says a teretz. And this is the Shlomo Hyman I mentioned before. He says, we're mixing up two things. Taish said before that Nido is not as chazik yisur because any becheska shtei rei kol shor. And we saw the mashal divides it up. There's the sphere and there's the tefillah, and the sphere is not as chazik because any becheska shtei rei kol shor. The tefillah is as chazik, but it's biyodoi. He says all of that logical dividing up and everything. That's when we're talking about shari surim, where the issue is that you're not neman against the chazok. You're neman when there's no chazokah, but you're not neman against the chazok. So we could say, well, what are the chazakas over here? There's the chazaka of the dam, but that's the ene b'chesk teirei kol shor. That's not a chazaka you have to worry about. There's the chazaka that didn't go to the mikvah. That's chazaka you do have to worry about, but for that we have a biyoda. Come. And therefore, by nida, so therefore the way it plays out by nida, when she's not a dover, since nida b'em is not a dover, so the way it plays out is that she has a double nemonis. She has a nemonis on the sphere. Because because it's not against the Cheskes Dam, because there is no Cheskes Dam, ain't a Cheskes Tumah Kol Shor. And she has an Emunah on the Tefillah, because even though there is a Cheskes Tumah, but it's beyond it to take off. But once you get past the Dam, it's beyond it to take off the fact that she didn't go to the Mikvah, it's beyond it to take off. So that's how it works out. The concept of Ischazik Yisur by Dovah Shebe'erva is a different concept entirely. It's not the concept of Chazok, that an Echad can't be the Chazok, or can be the Chazok, an Echad can't be the Chazok. That's not the issue. The Gemara in Yevamos has a tzad, and maybe an echad could be the chazaka. The din that dovish be'erva pachas, that dovish be'erva is not neman against the chazik, is a different word. That there's a gzeres akosu, that an echad is never neman by a dovish be'erva. But if the echad is saying a heter, he's saying she's not an erva. So what makes it a dovish be'erva? The fact that there was an erva here up till now. The fact that there was an erva here up till now makes it a dovish be'erva. So there's some hymen. Is nida in that sense, not the sense of chazaka, in the sense of, what is this called a dovah shebe'erva? Well, if Nida would be a Dovah Shebe'ema, if Be'etzim Nidus would be a Dovah Shebe'ema, so if we want to ask ourselves, a woman comes and says, I was Sefer and I went to the mikvah and I'm with Teres. And I'm telling her, is this an Eidus about a Dovah Shebe'ema or is it not an Eidus about a Dovah Shebe'ema? Says Hashem, Avada, it's an Eidus if Nida is ever. Maybe he just, the Emes is Nida is not in Dovah Shebe'ema. But if Nida would be late, would be considered in the category of a Dovah Shebe'ema, this would be an Eidus and a Dovah Shebe'ema. Because there definitely was Nidus here yesterday. There was Nidus here. The fact is not Becheskesh Teiroya Kol Shoah means it's not a Vitaris Chazoka as a Birur. It's not a Chazoka. It's not a Chazoka. In a Becheskesh Teiroya Kol Shoah. This, if you want, as far as you know, the rule that an Eichel can't beat a Cheskes Roya, that's not a Chazoka. It's not a Chazoka. There's no Birur in the Chazoka of Dam. Because in a Becheskesh Teiroya Kol Shoah. She's going to stop seeing Dam eventually. That's not an Eichel coming from a Fkir, from a Chazoka. That she went to the mikveh is a different nidoim. She didn't go to the mikveh, but it's beyond to go to the mikveh. Here the nidoim is a different nidoim. The nidoim is, was there nidus here? About it, there was nidus here. There was nidus here. So, and you're saying that there's no nidus anymore. There was tumah here, and then you're saying there's no tumah here. That's a vada dovah shebe'erva. It's a matzav of a dovah shebe'erva. The fact that the chazoka of the dam could come to a stop, and the chazak of the tefillah is beyond the litvul. It's lemal of lemayrid, because on the issue of chazak, the fact that for two reasons. First of all, because the fact that the dam will stop takes off the beer of the chazak. But as far as the issue of is this called a dovah shebe'erva, it could still be called a dovah shebe'erva. The fact that the dam will one day stop doesn't mean that there wasn't an erva here. There wasn't an erva here, and you're saying that it stopped. So just because it will one day stop doesn't mean you're not saying Eidus and a Dovah Shebe'erva. Number two, the whole division between this like two nidonim, there's the nidon of the cheskes, the chazok of the dam, and the nidon of the chazok of the not having gone to the mikveh, and we can divide up these two chazokas and deal with each one separately. That's when we're talking about the beer of chazok. So the beer of chazok, you could divide it up logically like a Fourier series, and you could say, well, this chazaka is really divisible logically. There's the chazaka of the dam, and there's the chazaka of Engon to the mikveh, and we can treat them separately because as birurim, it's divisible. But if the nidin is chazaka, just not as a birur, the nidin is chazaka, is this a matzav of nidus? Is it a matzav of erva? Then it's one shont. It's a matzav of erva because she saw dam and she didn't go to the mikveh. I mean, initially she saw dam and she hadn't gone to the mikveh yet, so it's a matzav of erva. It's not two different chazokas. It's a definite matzav. She was, yes, at one point she was a nida for sure, who hadn't gone to the mikveh, wasn't getting ready to go to the mikveh anyway, and was seeing down. She was definitely a nida. And now you're coming and you're saying, hey, this is not a nida anymore because she stopped seeing down and she has shivin akim because she went to the mikveh. So the sachakal bakal of the seidus, so you're saying that there was an area that was mistalik. That's a vada called an eidus and a dovah shebe'erva. That's just, I don't remember exactly how Shlomo Hyman, I didn't see Shlomo Hyman inside. I just remember nothing quotes of Shlomo Hyman. So I don't remember which one of these nekudas he says, or he says both of these nekudas. But he says that the etzem body says, and I said this also. I was swept as a chavim to Rishlamo that lefit this mahalachin, and we were dyke in Tosfos before, but it works very well with the mahalach we said yesterday in the Tosfos about the girsa midi ravi achal raisha b'tera. This whole mahalach from that Tosfos already, we built up this notion that the idea of ischazik yisur by dovah shebe'erva is fundamentally different than ischazik yisur by shari sum. By shari sum, it's an issue of chazaka, and an echad can't beat that in a chazaka. Maybe can, maybe can't. That's a sort of memory of bones. The issue by dovah shebe'erva is a different issue entirely. It's if the eid is saying she's not an erva, then what makes it a dovah shebe'erva is this chazak yisur, and that you would have my nida too. Hey, there's nifer b'tregis kash. Okay, a lot to chew over. Okay, very good. We'll stop here. Today's Monday, right? There's no shiur tomorrow, so everybody should have a gemar chasim tayla and an easy fast. I don't know if you saw, maybe I'll send it to you. Somebody, they posted on, I don't know who's doing it, they're making like cleaned up videos of the Rav with subtitles in English when it's in Yiddish. And he has a very, very beautiful shiur on eating Erev Yom Kippur. Bethlehem saw it? I'll send you the link. Ramashev, beautiful thing. Also the drama of it, anyway, really, the drama of his delivery was really inimitable, but the Titan is also very beautiful. Leave me a letter, I'll send you that. And anyway, she had an easy fast. And then theoretically, this year on Thursday, well, what's the schedule? This year on Thursday, and then what? Sunday this year? So there's just Thursday after Yom Kippur, and that's it? Okay. Most likely, I'll Zoom with, and maybe I'll just talk on Yonah Diyama. I think I'm not going to start it in the next, I don't commit myself. We'll see. Maybe I'll talk some more about it after, but I'm not going to go Vaitan anymore. That's for sure. That'll be after Yom Kippur. So either I'll just talk more about Echad, or I'll say something Sukkadik. Or we'll see. Maybe I won't. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what it's like. This is very. It's not for nothing that Yeshivas has been as manu after Yom Kippur. Yeah. Chazal already say between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's not even time to do averus. Because between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's not enough time to do averus. It's hard to find the time to say shir. But I guess saying shir is more important than doing others. Okay, everybody should have an easy fast. Take care.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks so much,
Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.